you with another man. That's the end, little girl. You with another man, that's the end, little girl. Na na na, na na na, na na na.
And you will undoubtedly hear it many more times as the days go by. Now, just in case you're hazy on exactly what it means, let me give you a rough idea. It means that the cost of your clothes and food has gone up to a point where the family budget has become somewhat strained. Well, that's one of those things. And you can't be expected to increase the family income. But there are some things you can do to help. For instance, take better care of your clothes. When you come home from school, change into old clothes before you go out to play. Take care of your health, because doctors and medicines are expensive. Eat well, but don't waste. Take your full share, but eat all you take. Try not to ask mother and dad to buy you things you don't actually need. Make the best and the most of what you've got. Try to be more than usually careful of your school equipment, such as paper, pencils, and so forth. Make them last and go as far as you possibly can. Remember that all members of a family must pull together at a time like this. So do your share.
Work the goal, let's get it on. Yo, what up, yo? This is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is, one.
With coke and a dollar bill, stems and crack capsules. Take a
All right, WMFO, how you doing out there? This is Steve. This is the Bingo Show. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and I'm here from 6 to 8 p.m. every other Friday. It's actually been a while. Easy Ed did a couple shows in a row, and I was actually sick one the time I was supposed to do it, so I couldn't do it. And yeah, so it's been about 3 or 4 weeks since I've been here. So I am back, though. And I'll be back here next week also. I'm doing 2 weeks in a row now. So it all evens out in the long run. Anyway, we got no theme today, but I've got a lot of kind of autumn, fall songs lined up. It's going to have a fall feel to it. It's feeling very fall outside. And that's the way we're going to go today. Not a theme per se, not an official theme, but you will notice quite a few autumn songs. I got some other kind of new stuff in there, newly discovered, etc. But it's going to be a good time. Don't go away. I think you will enjoy every last second of it.
Such a day.
All right, WMFO in Medford. How you doing out there? This is Steve. This is the Bingo Show. And that was our first set. And let me tell you what you heard there. There's a band called the Les Mañanas. I think they are from France, actually. I do a lot of French music. Mostly do American freeform style music. But yeah, every now and then I throw something in. That was the Les Mañanas, I'm Dead, from the single called I'm Dead. Teenage Fan Club did Falling Leaves off the disc Man Made, Merge Records. I just saw them the other night over at the Sinclair. It's a very good show. And they are not teenagers. Neil Young did Harvest. For some reason, that song quit on me a little early. Still had some time there. I don't know why it quit on me like that. Jerk. But, you know, those things happen sometimes. Boston Spaceships before that. That's from a disc called Planets Are Blasted. And the song was Catherine from Mid-October. And the Small Faces did The Autumn Stone from Ogden's Nut Gone Flake. All right, there you go. That brings us up to date. This is Steve, this is Bingo Show, here every other Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. So I'll be here till 8 o'clock, and we've got some good music for you. So stick around, see what you think. Let's get line something up for you. We're doing a little donation drive. We don't do it very often, just once a year, and we try not to bug you too much about it. But it is important, and we do need money. And if you find yourself tuning in here and saying, this is really good radio, much better than that commercial stuff that's out there, well, then give us a little money. You can go to the website, and I will tell you how to do all that. And I'll play a little public service announcement here just to get you a little further along, if you would like. All right. I'll leave you to that. And please, if you can, throw a little money our way. Doesn't have to be much. It's just very nice to... help us out here, because we all, it's all volunteer. None of us get paid for this. So, all right. I'll let the produced public service announcement say it much better than I will.
It all started in January of 1970. Later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
time you call first. Shackles round me when I left this world behind me. I thought that heaven there would find me, but heaven's in the town that born me.
A little alley in San Francisco, back of the Southern Pacific Station at 3rd and Townsend, in red brick of drowsy, lazy afternoons with everybody at work in offices. In the air, you feel the impending rush of their commuter frenzy, as soon they'll be charging en masse from Market and Sansom buildings on foot and in buses and all well-dressed through working man Frisco of walk-up truck drivers. And even the poor grime-bemarked 3rd Street of lost bums, even Negroes, so hopeless and long left east, and meanings of responsibility and try, that now all they do is stand there spitting in the broken glass, sometimes 50 in one afternoon against one wall at 3rd and Howard. It is all these Milbrae and San Carlos, neat necktied producers and commuters of America and steel civilization, rushing by with San Francisco Chronicles and green call bulletins, not even enough time to be disdainful. They've got to catch 130, 132, 134, 136, all the way up to 146, till the time of evening supper in homes of the railroad earth, when high in the sky the magic stars ride above the following hotshot freight trains. It's all in California. It's all a sea. I swim out of it in afternoons of sun-hot meditation in my jeans with head on handkerchief on brakeman's lantern or, if not working, on book. I look up at blue sky of perfect lost purity and feel the warp of wood of old America beneath me. And I have insane conversations with Negroes in second-story windows above, and everything is pouring in. The switching moves of boxcars in that little alley, which is so much like the alleys of Lowell, and I hear far off in the sense of coming night that engine calling our mountains. But it was that beautiful cut of clouds I could always see above the little SP alley. Puffs floating by from Oakland, or the gate of Marin to the north, or San Jose south. The clarity of Cal to break your heart. It was the fantastic drowse and drum hum of lum mum afternoon, nothing to do. Old Frisco with end of land sadness. The people, the alley full of trucks and cars of businesses nearabouts. Nobody knew or far from cared who I was all my life, 3,500 miles from birth, all opened up and at last belonged to me in great America. Now it's night in Third Street. The keen little neons and also yellow bulb lights of impossible to believe flops. The dark ruined shadows moving back of torn yellow shades like a degenerate China with no money. The cats in Annie's alley. The flop comes on, moans, rolls. The street is loaded with darkness. Blue sky above with stars hanging high over old hotel roofs and blowers of hotels mooning out dusts of interior. The grime inside the word in mouths falling out tooth by tooth. The reading rooms tick-tock big clock with creak chair and slant boards and old faces looking up over rimless spectacles bought in some West Virginia or Florida or Liverpool, England pawn shop long before I was born. And across rains, they've come to the end of the land sadness, end of the world gladness. All your San Franciscos will have to fall eventually and burn again. But I'm walking, and one night, a bum fell into the hole of the construction job where they're tearing a sewer by day. The husky Pacific and electric youths in torn jeans who work there, often I think of going up to some of them, like, say, blonde ones with wild hair and torn shirts, and they say, "You ought to apply for the railroad. It's much easier work. You don't stand around the street all day and you get much more pay." But this bum fell in the hole. You saw his foot stick out. British MG, also driven by some eccentric, once backed into that hole. And as I came home from a long Saturday afternoon local to Hollister out of San Jose, miles away across verdurous fields of prune and juice joy, here's this British MG backed and legs up, wheels up into a pit and bums and cops standing right outside the coffee shop. It was the way they fenced it, but he never had the nerve to do it due to the fact that he had no money and nowhere to go, and oh, his father was dead, and oh, his mother was dead, and oh, his sister was dead, and oh, his whereabout was dead. But and then at that time also, I used to lay in my room on long Saturday afternoons listening to Jumpin' George with my fifth of Tokay, no tea, and just under the sheets laugh to hear the crazy music. Mama, he treats your daughter mean. Mama, Papa, don't you come in here, I'll kill you, etc. Getting high by myself in room glooms, and all wondrous knowing about the Negro, the essential American, out there, always finding his solace, his meaning, in the fellaheen street, and not an abstract morality. And even when he has a church, you see the pastor out front bowing to the ladies on the make. You hear his great vibrant voice on the Sunday afternoon sidewalk full of sexual vibratos, saying, "Why, yes, ma'am, but the gospel do say that man was born of woman's womb." No, and so, by that time I come crawling out of my warm sack and hit the street. When I see the railroad ain't gonna call me till 5 a.m. Sunday morning, probably, for a local out of Bay Shore. In fact, always for a local out of Bay Shore. And I go to the whale bar of all the wild bars in the world, the one and only Third and Howard. And there I go in and drink with the madmen, and if I get drunk, I get. The girl who come up to me in there one night, I was there with Al Buckle, said to me, "You wanna play with me tonight, Jim?" And I didn't think I had enough money. And I told this to Charlie Lowe, and he laughed, said, "How do you know she wanted money? Always take the chance that she might be out just for love, or just out for love. You know what I mean. Don't be a sucker. She was a good-looking doll. And she said, how would you like to ulyukoo with me, mon? And I stood there like a jerk. In fact, bought drink, got drink drunk that night. And in the 299 club, I was hit by the proprietor, the band breaking up the fight. Before I had a chance to decide to hit him back, which I didn't want to do anyway. And out on the street, I tried to rush back in, but they had locked the door and were looking at me through the forbidden glass in the door with faces like undersea. I should have played with her shoo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-ka-dookie.
Mad road, lonely, leading around abandoned the openings of space towards the horizon. Wasatch snow has promised us in the vision of the West. Spine heights at the world's end, coast of blue Pacific starry night. No-bone half banana moon sloping in the tangled night sky. The torments of great formations and mist. The huddled invisible insect in the car racing onwards. Illuminate. The raw cut, the drag, the butte, the star, the draw, the sunflower in the grass. Orange-buted westlands of Arcadia, forlorn sands of the isolate earth, dewy exposures to infinity in black space, home of the rattlesnake and the gopher. The level of the world low and flat, the charging, restless, mute, unvoiced road keening in a seizure of tarpaulin power into the route. Fabulous plots of landowners in green unexpecteds, ditches by the side of the road. As I look from here to Elko along the level of this pin parallel to telephone poles, I can see a bug playing in the hot sun. Swoosh. Hitch yourself a ride beyond the fastest freight train. Beat the smoke, find the thighs, spend the shiny, throw the shroud. Kiss the morning star in the morning glass. Mad road driving men ahead. Pencil traceries of our faintest wish and the travel of the horizon merge. Nosy cloud upfusks in a drabble of speechless distance. The black sheep clouds cling a parallel above the steams of the CBQ. Serried little Missouri rocks haunt the badlands. Harsh, dry, brown fields roll in the moonlight with a shiny cow's ass. Telephone poles, toothpick time, dotting immensity. The crazed voyager of the lone automobile presses forth his eager insignificance in noseplates and licenses into the vast promise of life. The choice of tragic wives, moons. Drain your basins in old Ohio and the Indian and the Illini Plains. Bring your big muddy rivers through Kansas and the mudlands. Yellowstone and the frozen north. Punch lake holes in Florida and L.A. Raise your cities in the white plains. Cast your mountains up. Bedaws the west. Bedight the west with brave hedgerow cliffs rising to Promethean heights and fame. Plant your prisons in the basins of the Utah moon. Nudge Canadian groping lands that end in Arctic bays. Burl your Mexican river.
To play one man guitar. I guess I'm just somebody who has given up on the me and you. I'm not alone, I've met a few traveling light like we used to do. Yes, you're right, you always are. I know you're right about the blues. You live some life you'd never choose. I'm just a fool, a dreamer who forgot to dream of the me and you. I'm not alone, I've met a few traveling light like we used to do.
Faith and hid behind what have a parade was cheering mine. But circus wheels leave muddy fields, their flowers trampled over. When tomorrow is October, when tomorrow is October, when tomorrow is October, when tomorrow is October. The scrubby hills, they flash their teeth, all iron will and disbelief. I move to rise, but just as soon. Now here's that first dark afternoon. Cold and golden cross and scolding even angels. Over when tomorrow is October, when tomorrow is October, when tomorrow is October, when tomorrow is October.
Right, WMFO in Medford. How you doing out there? It's about 10 of 7. So we're getting up close to the halfway point. And always at 7, we do the cover all set of covers. So that's coming up. But let me tell you what we just heard. That was Joe Henry. Tomorrow is October from the disc Reverie from 2011. In the background here, we've got a band called Rachels, and the disc is Selenography, and the song is The Last Light. Leonard Cohen has a new album out. albums he's put out, but he's put out a lot. And I think he's over 80 years old or 75 or something like that. He's still putting it out. His voice is a little raspy, but he sounds good. That was Traveling Light. The disc is called You Want It Darker. The band Come did Mad Road Driving from the disc Kerouac Kicks Joy Darkness. And we had Jack Kerouac himself doing October in the Railroad Earth from the disc Poetry for the Beat Generation. I believe that is him reading with Steve Allen playing piano in the background. We start off with Willie Mason doing Restless Fugitive from the disc Carry On. So we're going to throw a couple little songs in here before the coverall, and I'll see you at the top of the hour. WMFO, this is the Bingo Show. I'm Steve. Glad you could join us. Keep on listening. The rest is going to be even better than the first hour.
What is this? They come out. They don't even have any instruments. They got two record players. They're going.
Is what he deserved for pretending to be a musician when he was only a butcher.
Thank you. I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction. I'm trying to make some girl. Sock it to me, baby. Let's spend the night together, making love, light my fire, gimme what you got. Louder and faster, louder and faster.
Tonight.
Louder and faster, louder and faster.
Tonight.
Louder and faster, louder and faster. Louder and faster, louder and faster.
148
Gromley. But it's too late. Too late.
Till it was too late. Get over!
It's a week of psychopaths, murderers, werewolves, murdering, marauding maniacs. This marvelous week of murder begins when you're dead. A malicious tale about a maniac with a deadly eye for murder. All this begins Monday on Channel 7's 3:30 movie.
This is KPIX Eyewitness News Nightcast.
Good evening. Topping Nightcast, a possible link between murder and music.
Music performed by a rock group right here in the Bay Area.
Four members of a Midwestern family were murdered. The 16-year-old son is the prime suspect. Members of the experimental rock group Negative Land have been drawn into the case, and prosecutors won't even tell them for certain that their music, how their music might be involved. Hal Eisner has our report.
Continue this. Feel your brain.
Negative Land considers its music thought-provoking, even humorous. But the members of this East Bay musical group aren't a bit amused that one of their songs may be linked to a multiple murder case. The case involves 16-year-old David Brom, an A student from a very religious family. He's accused of killing his brother, sister, and parents with an axe. Attorneys say David and his parents frequently argued about religion and music, even on the night of the murders, when a Negative Land album may have sparked the last family dispute. And in particular, the song Christianity is Stupid may also have been involved.
Christianity is stupid.
It's hard to listen to the cut and not laugh. If you have any sense of humor at all, It's hard not to see the humor in it, and that it would result in anything as serious as this, I think is ridiculous.
They say federal authorities asked them to cancel a long-planned 17-city tour and eliminate live performances until the conclusion of the investigation. Negative Land's music is highly critical of the mass media, nuclear war, and handguns. The group thinks their music is humorous, but they don't find it a bit funny that one of their songs poking fun at religion may have sparked a dispute among the Brahms, triggering the murders.
Christianity is stupid.
Meanwhile, the members of Negative Land are hoping for a speedy conclusion to the Brahm case in Minnesota, and eventually a return to their live performances, and a career that after 9 years had finally taken some positive turns.
But a quick end to the bizarre murder case may be in doubt. Hal Eisner, Channel 5 Eyewitness News, Nightcast.
Kate?
The Trailside killer, David Carpenter, has now been convicted of 7 murders.
All right, we got a little crazy there. Some Negative Land from their disc, Helter Stupid. And that was the prologue. It's from 1983. All right, it's 7 o'clock right on the nose, so we're going to have the cover all. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. You can catch us at WMFO.org on the World Wide Web. You can stream us there. You can check out playlists. You can donate money. You can take a look around, see the schedule, all kinds of things. There's some blog stuff there. It's all great.